go ahead and get Coach Portell to toss on the headset here for post-game. It's the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. HomePoolsandSpas.net is the website to check out all their stuff. All right, Coach Portell, you were quietly sitting by listening to what A.J. Eggers had to say about the game-winning goal, about the team and all that. Your thoughts on her thoughts?
Yeah, she's just a tremendous kid. She's a sophomore. We got two more years with her. She's just a tremendous athlete. She cares a lot about the program, about the team, her tier teammates. She really, in that goal, she sacrificed her body. She knew there was going to be a collision there with the keeper, and she just put her head down and went for it.
Coach, it was really hard to tell who scored the first goal because it was just a weird situation. I believe it was off of a corner kick, if I remember correctly, and you know, anytime a ball's in the 18-yard box and you've got, you know, eight legs swinging at the ball, you never know what's going to happen. And it looked like the ball came off. Well, it was kicked by an Owl defender. I can't really tell who it was. But it looked like it came off the body of Maria Conledge and then over the fingertips of the goalkeeper, Montgomery, and just snuck its way into that front corner of the net.
Yeah, it was an awkward goal. But anytime you got a corner kick like that, you got all those players in the box, anything, you just get it in there and anything can happen. And it kind of that's kind of what happened with that goal. I think an Owl defender went to cross it, and I think it hit off of Maria in her waist and just slowly rolled through the goal. I didn't know if it was going to go in or not.
Yeah, it was certainly hard to tell who scored it, but as you said, goal credited to Maria Conledge there. I guess there really isn't an assist in that situation, but there was certainly on the second goal, Molly Flanagan, that free kick. I mean, I'm going to tell you, Coach, I watch a lot of soccer, and there's not many times where a free kick from about 50 yards out winds up in the back of the net. In this case, it did. Great connection, Molly Flanagan to A.J. Eggers. Kind of take us through that play for us.
Yeah, Molly, she's got such a good foot on her. You know, she can put the ball anywhere that she wants it, you know. So she was getting the ball over the wall. We had a couple opportunities earlier in the season where we were hesitant on to make runs and not have any movement in a situation like that. So it's nice to see that we learned from that. But Eggers just, you know, as Molly was making her approach, Eggers was making a run behind the line, and the ball got through, and she got first to the ball.
When it comes to moving forward this season, I want to dive into that here in just a second. But when it comes to the free kicks, and you know Molly's going to be taking them, and when it comes to corner kicks, and you know A.J. Eggers is going to be taking them, how much during practice are you setting aside for these girls to practice that with the team? Is it half an hour? Is it an hour? Is it a little bit longer? What's sort of the situation there?
It's a few times during a week in a practice we'll spend time on that. It's not much. The girls got such a good foot. They got good awareness. You know, we talked about where we want the ball in situations like that. And they can put the ball where they want it. So it's not something we practice very often, but they know what to do in that situation.
Coach, you got a game against Sacramento on Friday, and Sacramento, a good team always. Northwest started off 3-0-2 this year. They've suffered a loss or two since, but they're always a tough team. Perryville's good. I don't really know about Cape Notre Dame or Bishop DeBorg or any of them, but you're going to get a Rosati Kane team that played Windsor very tough and wound up beating them there 3-0. So schedule doesn't get any easier, Coach, but this was a nice win for you guys. You go back above 500 at 5-4. Kind of your thoughts on the schedule ahead?
Yeah, I don't know who put that schedule together. I'm just joking. We talked with our AD. That was me. We talked to our AD.
I thought you meant it was wrong, but you're just talking about how tough it is.
That's okay. A tough schedule. But, you know, we happened to fall down in a class this year, so we're class one. Last 2 years we've been class two. In a district with Perryville, Cape, Notre Dame, Fredericktown. And those schools are extremely tough. So we had to strengthen our schedule up. So this is a tough schedule. And now that we're in Class 1, hopefully playing these 3A and 4A teams will prepare us for our Class 1 district.
Okay, very well. Coach A.J. Eggers and Molly Flanagan, those are the two names we said a lot. Maria Conledge was the one that had the ball come off of her for the first goal of the game for you guys. And as we wrap this up, Coach Portell, just tell us other names of players that you like their performance.
Jordan Spreck is just an unbelievable goalkeeper. Yeah. You know, she we wouldn't you know, we wouldn't be where we are without her. That was a tremendous shot that scored on her, and she still thinks it didn't go in. She questioned whether that crossed the line or not.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell from our angle, too.
To her, it didn't go in. But she's a tremendous player. Molly Lewis in the back. Here's a kid that played wing mid her last year. Started for us on wing mid all season, never played back. And just the situation and the dynamics of our team, we had to have her move back to the backfield, and she's just been a spark out there. I thought she did a tremendous job on probably their best player, number six.
Yep, certainly did. Well, Coach, solid win. Fun three goals happening in the final 20 minutes or so. Good, another good girls soccer game on KJF.
Yeah, it was a good game.
All right, Coach Aaron Portell of the St. Pius Lancers joining us here on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. They do win it 2-1 here on the Windsor campus. Goals go to Maria Conledge and A.J. Eggers for St. Pius. The game winner to Eggers. Goal for Windsor to Maddie Gillick at the 9:20 mark.